1240 KQEN.
Morning conversation going live to the Douglas County Fair, where it's a beehive of activity. Sierra Keith on the fairground staff. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what do people need to know as they get ready to head out for day number one of the Douglas County Fair?
Oh my gosh. Well, it is free until 3 p.m. today for everybody. So come on out and enjoy this great weather we're having this morning. And then seniors are free all the rest of the day as well. So we've got a lot of great activities to get going today. The senior talent show is kicking off about 10:30 this morning, and so it's a great start to the fair.
And talk about the main stage entertainment tonight.
Oh, we have got Great White and Slaughter coming on the stage tonight at 7 p.m. And we just have a few seats left for the reserved. And then, you got your open seating that's free with your fair admission. And we're ready for them to come rock the first night of the fair.
And along with the main stage entertainment, you mentioned the talent show, but also in the Garden Park stage, you've got local folks playing every day, right?
We do. We are super excited to have some new talent this year, along with some of our old groups. Ryan Stenson will be here, and then Cody Summer, she'll be playing today at 4:30. Let's see, I've got the Rock Bottom Boys coming in, and they're going to be doing their performances multiple times throughout the day. We've got a lot of great entertainment going on today.
Now, as people get ready to head out there and kind of get their strategy for the day, especially if it's families with young kids, etc., talk about the buses versus taking your car.
The bus is free. So thanks to Mercy Medical Center, we were able to provide that free bus service again. And so you can go to the First Student bus lot out in Green or park at the high school, Rosebrook High School, get on the bus, come out here, have a great time. And then when you're done, just get back on the bus, go back out to your car, and you don't have to pay to park.
And if you do drive out, it's $10, right?
It is. Every time you come, it's 10 bucks. So, if you can save on that, save on it.
And I know the 4-H FFA kids are already out there early. Things are already going on.
They are. They actually started yesterday with some of their opening open stuff. Today, though, they're starting up. I know there's some horse showmanship going on today. There's a beef showmanship. And then I believe we've got some 4-H demonstrations that are going to be happening in the exhibit building. So the kids are busy. They're out here all day working hard. And you got to come out to the barns and to the exhibit building and check them out.
And also in the entertainment realm, and I'm forgetting the term you use, but you've got folks that kind of rove around and do music and other things.
They do. We have some new entertainment this year. We have Mark Wilder, the Wilder Show. He rides a unicycle, does juggling. He kind of has an 80s vibe to him. And then we also have Washboard Willie, who we haven't seen in several years, and he plays music on a washboard. We've got Sterling the Bubble Smith, who is our favorite bubble guy. He's coming out. And then we'll have Circus Imagination down in the Garden Park for the younger kids. You can take your kiddos down there, and they get to be a part of a circus show. It's a great area to take a break with the kids and let them kind of do their thing. You get a little bit of a rest. So we've got something for all ages out here.
It's a busy place, a lot of history there. We were talking with Commissioner Tom Kress yesterday about how everything has evolved over the years and how busy the facility is, not just for the fair, but throughout much of the year. You guys have got lots of things going on out there.
Oh, my gosh. We have, there's some weekends. We have four or five events out here. We are packed full, and it's great to see the community come out and use our facility. That's what we're here for. We have horse shows. We have livestock shows. We do a ton of fundraisers out here. We also have, the Christmas fair and our sports show that we do. And there's just it's a great facility to have here, and we are glad to be able to support our community with the events that are out here.
So you guys are going to be busy, obviously, all week. What are the hours for the fair?
So the hours are 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. for the buildings, the main entertainment. But, of course, if you want to come early and check out the 4-H stuff, they start super early. They're here 7, 8 a.m. But the main show is 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. the rest of the week.
And you've got fair food throughout the week and throughout the property, too.
We do. We have amazing food out here. We have our Hawaiian teriyaki, shave ice. We have a couple of new vendors. There's some handmade churros. There's a handmade pizza booth this year. And then, you know, your hot dogs, hamburgers, dipped corn dogs, all the rest of the fried yumminess French fries that you can get.
And the idea that has been put out by some is that even folks that are on a diet can indulge in this because they will be busy walking it off as they cruise around the fair.
Absolutely. You come out here and you have your corn dog and then you walk around and you burn the calories right back off.
All right. There you go. Winning the formula. Anything else people ought to know about the fair?
You know, we've got a great week. We've got specials for the rest of the week. If you're a veteran, first responder, military, you're tomorrow. You're free until 5 on Friday from 10 to 1 is free if you dress a veggie. You know, we've got lots of great entertainment all week. We're super excited for this year's fair and the carnival. Come out, ride the rides, have a great time. That's what we're here for.
All right, Sierra Keith from the Douglas County Fair, getting back to work. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you.
8:38 at the morning report.